if you think you can do that without getting in any trouble and getting in any trouble with the press and so forth, we'll play it up with the Indians. We've got the top team and everybody's going.
All right, Mr. President, I'm in my office. We'll go right home. It'll take me about 25 minutes to get there, and I'll just pack up my suitcase and wait for your call, and whatever you decide for me to do, I'll do.
Well, I think I'll decide right now that you go, and if you can, get them to pack it and bring it down, because you haven't got much time. Because you want to be at Andrews, not later than 12.
Yes, sir. And should I just check with them as to any particular kind of clothing I need, or just take what I got and go? Who is over in the state?
I'll have somebody call you. I haven't talked to him, but Bill, you know who the hell he checks with about clothing? Lloyd Hand. I'll get Lloyd Hand to call you right at your office.
Yes, sir. I'll wait right here. Yes,
sir. And you just...
I'll say nothing.
Now, let's don't assume, because I don't want anybody to know. I haven't told a human being except Rush that I have given any thought to going.
I understand.
Here's the memo, though, that I got. As far as it seems, first, there are very strong reasons for your going to Shasta's funeral. First, nothing could recoup quicker the mind of the Asian, the standing loss, and the postponement of the visits last spring. Second, what more could be done to illustrate the deep desire you feel for peace in the world than by going to the funeral of a devoted peacemaker? Third, it would give you an opportunity to go there and show yourself to the Indian people. Fourth, it would reinforce your peace offensive. Fifth, it would buy more time in terms of your offense. It would keep the opponents of our policy quiet while you were gone. Now, I have considered all those things, but I don't think we ought to be out of the country. I know that the security arrangements, we haven't had time to make them, and we ought to have them made. But so you better tell your Secret Service to get all the men they can right now and tell them not to raise hell about what short distance they got, but just to get their suitcases. And that is a problem, but I think it's less of a problem for you, and I don't believe I ought to cancel the joint session. I don't believe that I ought to have the security that way. And I doubt that I ought to put anything on the peace thing. That's the only thing I'm worried about you. I can get a Rusk or Hammond or some of them quietly without being dramatic. But when we get to on the top level, it blows it all out of proportion. But I think that's what we'll do. If you tell your Secret Service to get ready, whatever they need, Lloyd will call you. I'll try to get him in 5 minutes, or somebody call you.
All right, Mr.
And you tell your girl out there to pack your suitcase. Wait a minute,
I'll follow
Bill. Wait
Mr.
a minute.
Russ's advice.
Now, the reporters will all be calling Muriel and calling your staff and everything else like they do about the exchange of correspondence with the Democratic Committee. They oughtn't to know anything about it, what time you called. You ought to just say, sometime after the death is announced. Now, don't let me down on that one, because you and I are the only two that know it.
Well, so I get it straight, I'll simply, my wife, if she's asked, will simply say that he was called earlier in the evening.
I just say the president called him shortly after they heard it when he appointed the delegation.
Exactly.
Okay.
Is that agreeable?
Yeah, I'll call you right back.
Thank you, sir.